Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreaux. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Boudreaux steals second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off QL, and towards Knickerbocker, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Wright reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hemsley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hogue for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Appling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lottigiani takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling is walked intentionally. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Quell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Al Smith. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Yungel's now pitching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soltis moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Quell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Appling steals second. Taffy Wright batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright is walked intentionally. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive towards third. Lodigiani reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Jungels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jungels hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soltis is hit by the pitch. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from Hemsley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jungels fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. QL reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright is walked intentionally. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.